how I tricked myself into writing the poem, anyways. All of my life, I've pronounced the word anyways, because that is, in fact, the correct pronunciation in Binghamton, New York, which is my hometown. When I say anyway, I feel as if I've swallowed the word, as if I've said walkin' or singin'. Since language interests me, I wrote the word anyways into a notebook, and then I waited for about 10 years. One day, simply, the word on that page looked plural to me. I began making lists. People who say anyways, places or situations in which they say anyways, possible needs for or functions of anyways. When I hit on the idea of anyways standing for what cannot be said, I knew that I'd found the heart of the poem, because I believe language always, always falls short of saying what we ask of it. In fact, this is precisely why I will never tire of poetry, neither the reading of it nor the writing of it. So I sent an early draft of anyways to the good editors at Southern Poetry Review and was given the good advice to prune the poem. I removed one section about ants drying dishes after Thanksgiving dinner, and I also darkened the storm clouds over the picnic basket. The final tinkerings involved adjusting details to clarify the temperament of those who say anyways, which I hear of as a mixture of forbearance and dreaminess, stoicism and faithfulness.